A lesson for software vendors, how Splunk expanded across Europe. It's the 20th of April 2012 and Splunk is all over the business and technology press as well as the Twitter sphere because of yesterday's phenomenally successful IPO on NASDAQ. I'm not going to talk about valuations or share prices. To me, as a European analyst, what's really interesting about Splunk is how it managed to expand across Europe in a relatively short time, very efficiently and effectively. This is a useful object lesson for other software vendors hoping to do something similar. What Splunk software does is it takes in machine data, mainly from systems logs, and stores those in such a way that they can be analysed very flexibly. Because Splunk does this on data that has high variety, high velocity, and high volume, it's a big data tool in the pure sense, although it's not a Hadoop platform. Splunk has a freemium business model, which means there's a free downloadable version of the product as well as the paid version. Providing a free download of the software means customers can quickly build a prototype on their organization's data. This helps them find where the value of the software is really going to be important to them. This value could be in monitoring the signs of a forthcoming outage in retail for an e-commerce site or fraudulent activity indications on a network. In Splunk's case, it gives 90 days access to the full product before it reverts to the free version of the tool, which limits the amount of data that you can input. Splunk has a very active online community on its website, and this community posts content such as videos, blog posts, answers to forum questions, etc. This makes a lot of information available for potential customers before and after they download the software. But it's not just about pushing information out to customers, it's helping Splunk too. In common with many information-related products, a challenge for Splunk is that there are many ways it could be used, but only a relatively small proportion of those use cases are highly compelling. Splunk's challenge as a software vendor is to winkle out those compelling use cases and then find other examples of them. By hosting an active, engaged community, they're allowing their customers to identify these use cases. The third step is market entry. By the time Splunk puts people on the ground, it already has a customer base in that country. So in summary, the three steps that Splunk took to success across Europe: download, community, and market entry. I'd like to end by congratulating everyone at Splunk on a highly successful IPO. But something that Godfrey Sullivan and his team should be even more proud of is that they have invented and built a company that has very useful technology that's going to help many businesses save and make money.